You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We are continuing to preview spring training for all 30 teams. Let's talk about the Oakland Athletics with Jane Lee. Jane, I'm going to throw some topics at you and give me your quick thoughts on what you might see with the Oakland Athletics. So what is the difference? That meaning, who might be a difference maker on this team? If somebody has a really good year, that could be the difference between maybe the team doing pretty well or maybe being a disappointment. Who do you see as a difference maker?
I see the starting rotation as a whole. And I think, you know, you look up and down and it's a very young rotation. A lot of guys coming in with just a few months of experience under their belt, but the fact that they have that experience, you know, have gotten a little taste of the majors from last season, you know, under not so much pressure, I think, can only help them moving forward. So I think if the rotation can remain healthy and competitive, then I think they're going to have a chance to win on any given night.
There's a lot of like young players or young pitchers that really could have, I guess, breakthrough seasons this year, and that's sort of what they're maybe banking on.
Exactly. And, I mean, you look at what Sean Manaea did last year, Gerald Cotton, Daniel Mingden at times. I mean, there's a lot of names to be excited about. And, I mean, I think, you know, if you're looking best-case scenario, all those guys, you know, have the season that they're capable of having, I mean, this rotation could, you know, turn into one of the better staffs in the league. You know, maybe not this season, but I think that just the more experience they get, I mean, there are a lot of guys in this rotation that are front of the rotation arms. So I think that this is the area that the team's most excited about, and I think there's every reason to believe that it will be their strength.
Okay. Next topic, who might surprise? Maybe a player that will surprise at spring training camp, maybe make the roster out of spring training when he's not expected to, or maybe somebody who's, like, already on the roster but might do even more than he's expected to.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with pitching again and go with Andrew Triggs, who maybe hasn't been talked about as much as some of the guys that we've mentioned before, Gerald Cotton, Sean Manaea, those guys, but a guy that was really integral last year. I mean, they were running on fumes this rotation in the second half and even before then, just because of so many injuries. And Triggs was a guy that you know, going back and forth between Nashville, AAA Nashville so many times, and every time he came in, you know, he really produced for them. And I think that him getting a shot at the end of the year to show what he can do as a starter, I mean, it opened some eyes. And he was one of the first names that Billy Bean, David Force, Bob Melvin mentioned at the end of the season as a guy that they would closely be looking at to maybe fill one of the rotation spots. So it is a crowded mix for, you know, rotation spots right now. And of course, only five are going to be there at the end of camp. But I wouldn't be surprised if Triggs comes through as one of those, maybe, you know, beating one of the younger guys that we already mentioned for a job.
Okay, next is, how is your star? Every team has a star player, so identify that star player and just give us a little rundown how he's doing entering spring training. Is he just, like, normal, healthy, expected to have a big year? What's going on with the star of your team?
Yeah, I think even though, you know, maybe Chris Davis could be that star, I'd have to go with Sonny Gray just because he has been around a little longer. He is considered kind of the face of the team right now. And right now he is healthy, which he couldn't say for a lot of last season. So I think just having a healthy Sonny will mean a better Sonny. And hopefully we'll see him back to his former self. Now, of course, if he is throwing like his former self, then there's always a chance that he does get traded at the deadline. So as much as they want to see him, you know, pitching the way we're used to seeing him pitch, you know, it could maybe present something, a trade that, of course, you know, could change the course of their season.
Okay, what's the vision? So tell me what the front office is looking at trying to accomplish this spring training. And during the regular season, obviously, this is a work in progress, but it's just kind of a big picture. What is the front office envisioning for this year?
I would think, you know, if they're being realistic, just continuing to develop all these young guys, guys that got some experience last year and are going into their first full season. I mean, Ryan Healy, Joey Wendell, Bruce Maxwell, a ton of pitching options that are very young and still kind of getting their feet wet. And I think that if they continue to develop these guys and get continued production from them, I think that, they can start looking to contending sooner than later if they can count on these guys.
Okay, give us the perfect season. So a realistic view of the, it's October now, the A's are looking back. What would be the perfect season for them in 2017?
I think if they can fight their way to the 500 mark, it may not be realistic that they reach it, but if they can kind of set that as their goal and maybe inch toward it, I think that would be considered a successful season. And I think, like I mentioned before, just seeing the continued progression of their young guys, I would add keeping Sonny Gray to a perfect season so that he is around as they continue to get better. And also just maybe along the way, cause some fits in the West and play well against the division. We saw last year the A's effectively ended Seattle's season, and it was one of the more exciting games that they had. And I think that, playing well against your division is important. And I think that, if they can do that, then it will be easier to get back to 500.
Okay, let's move on to the most important core group on the A's. So if you could just identify a few players who kind of form the core that they want moving forward as they try to get back to competitiveness.
Yeah, I think you, starting with the starting staff again, I mean, this is a group that they envision being around for a long time. You look elsewhere, they've signed several guys to one-year deals this offseason, guys that maybe are placeholders for more young guys that are on the way. But you look at that starting staff and you see Gerald Cotton and Sean Manaea, Daniel Mingden behind Sonny Gray and Kendall Graveman. I mean, this is a group that they can and should have around for some time. And I think that, the A's have always relied on their pitching in the past, and I see them kind of sticking with that formula moving forward.
Okay, and final question. Who are you looking forward to watching in spring training? And let's start with that. Who are you looking forward to watching?
I keep going back to these young pitchers, but probably several of those guys, just because, you saw so often last year how much of a bright spot they were. I think Manaea especially has a chance to be, maybe down the road the ace of a staff. And I think, he just has all the makings of being a star. So I think, for him having a year of experience under his belt and seeing him progress each step of the way, I mean, I think he learned more than anyone last year. And he was one of the better pitchers in all of baseball those last couple months of the season. So I'm kind of excited to see, the work he's done in the offseason, putting that into practice on the field and just kind of seeing what he's capable of.
Okay, last question. What is there to do at spring training? And the answer really for beat writers is you work most of the time. So it's really early mornings. You work through most of the day. So you may be able to, maybe grab dinner or whatever. But for spring training in Arizona, what's a writer's getaway?
I would say eating well, eating good food. There are so many good eats around Arizona. I think we're really lucky to have so many great restaurants around us. I mean, I think last year I might have going in, I think I made a list of all the places I wanted to go to. And some of them were places that I'd already been. Some of them were places that, I've been wanting to go to. And so it's kind of fun. It's always something to look forward to after the end of the day, because the days are really long. But I would definitely say the food. But I'm also biased, because that's how I am throughout the course of the season, too. I just look forward to all the restaurants on the road.
I'm the exact same way. Okay, Jane, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.